Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott heads up the working group, which includes commissioners of the state departments of natural resources, environmental conservation, and fish and game. It's looking into long-standing concerns about British Columbia mines slated to open or reopen on rivers that flow through southeast.
We view the entire range of activity on that side, which can affect the waters and the habitat of those river corridors, as important to Alaska's interests and to our national interests, and we will engage and pursue that interest vigorously.
Mallott says the group is just getting started and is gathering information. A new transboundary mines group, Inside Passage Waterkeeper, recently petitioned the administration to seek government-to-government talks with British Columbia's premier. The group wants the governor to ask for a moratorium on new tailing storage dams, including one being tested at the Red Chris mine in the Stikine River watershed. Mallott says he's not yet ready to pursue any particular course of action.
My desire is that we not seek specific responses until we understand fully what we are engaged with. But that doesn't mean that anything is off the table either.
BC Premier Christy Clark is an ardent advocate of mining. She's added staff to the Provincial Mining Agency to speed permitting so new projects can open sooner. Bill Bennett, her Energy and Mines Minister, came to Anchorage in November to explain his government's approach and actions. He met with state officials and addressed Alaska's Mining Association, but he says he realizes he was not with the right people.
We need to make a second trip. Whether I go along on that trip or not is still up in the air, but we certainly need to reach out and give the people of Southeast Alaska an opportunity to meet and talk to our officials.
Bennett wants to engage fisheries and tribal groups where provincial officials can explain their mine review process. It's unclear whether environmental groups will be included.
Anyone who wants to sit down and have a rational, well-informed discussion, we're prepared to meet with them. We're not really going to come to Alaska and be lectured.
We would welcome the Mining Minister, Bill Bennett, with open arms. That's one thing that's been lacking is consultation, transparency.
Rob Sanderson, Jr. co-chairs the United Tribal Transboundary Mining Working Group. He's also a vice president of the Tlingit Haida Central Council. Both groups cite August's Mount Polly tailings dam breach in eastern British Columbia. A report reviewing what went wrong there estimated a similar dam would fail every 5 years, releasing hazardous water, silt, and rock. Sanderson says that raises questions about the future.
We're not doing this for our present day. We're doing this to protect our environment for our children, our grandchildren, and the yet unborn. We want them to enjoy the same things that we are enjoying right now.
State officials at a lower level are already talking to British Columbia's mining ministry. Department of Natural Resources large mine project manager Kyle Mosell says he urged staff to travel to Southeast when they met in Vancouver in January.
The point that I made to them or stressed to them was that many of the stakeholders that I've talked with and our public is that they feel frustrated or some do feel disenfranchised from British Columbia's administrative process, their environmental review process.
British Columbia has also recommended the issue be put before the Pacific Northwest Economic Region. That's a cross-border development think tank. Southeast Alaska Conservation Council mining coordinator Guy Archibald, who's also a part of Inside Passage Waterkeeper, says that's not the best approach.
We need to kind of think about that a little bit because they're kind of an economic development organization, and they don't really have any working groups for environmental protection.
Meanwhile, the state's new mines working group will meet again in a few weeks. Lieutenant Governor Mallott, its chairman, says while he hopes it will have an impact, it faces limits.
Alaska has no triggers to pull that would allow immediate action.
The date and location of the British Columbia Mine Ministry's visit have not been set. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.